Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Me podcast series. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is going to be a great call. We've got one of our favorite, absolutely fantastic featured guest speakers joining us on the call tonight, none other than Giselle Sexsmith, Presidential Director, Team Elite Executive. She's going to join us for the next 30 minutes. You're going to love this call. This is always a real treat to host Giselle, and I know you're going to enjoy it just as much as Cindy and I will as well. Now, Giselle is without doubt one of the most successful and influential worldwide leaders in the networking industry. There's no question about that. She has a remarkable 33 years of experience with this business. Now, Giselle and her late husband, John Sexsmith, well, they started their business really from two different backgrounds and perspectives. You see, Giselle was an accountant and a business owner, and John, well, he was an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. There's no question about that. But together, they combined their experience and their skills to build from scratch one of the largest, most successful networking businesses in NewSkin's history and in the entire networking industry. Giselle, she's recognized around the world as an accomplished leader, a mentor, coach, author, and a friend to so many, including Cindy and me, and she's the co-author of Networking, the Natural Extension of You. You can find that on iTunes and Amazon. And she's earned well in excess of $20 million with her NewSkin business. Now, tonight's theme for this podcast is Create the Best Holiday Season. Certainly a timely topic, no question, and as a result, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to tonight's call Team Elite Executive, Presidential Director, Giselle Sexsmith. Welcome, Giselle.
Thank you, Dan. And I am in Park City, Utah, where we have amazing snowstorm going on right now.
Beautiful. It's perfect for the season, isn't it?
It's indeed. What a fantastic way to start this holiday season. And as I thought about create the best holiday season, and I looked out the window, I said, that's an amazing inspiration. So first of all, I want to just really, really thank you, Dan, for being there every Thursday. You know, I'm standing right now in the same spot where you hosted John. So many, many, many times. I mean, so many years. And if you hear a little bit of John today, he's probably talking to me as I talk to you.
Well, that's exciting.
And you know, I want to talk about what are you going to do? What are you going to do this season to create the best holiday season that you can remember? That it was in 2018. You created the best holiday season. And, of course, this is connected personal, but it is really with the intention of a business holiday season. And I always remember John saying, you know what, when people play, we work. And it always worked. He always called it contrarian economics. And it's very inspiring to me to think about it in a practical way. And you did such an amazing introduction, Dan. And when I ponder upon the words that you said, you know, I look about 33 years of having built an amazing business that continues to grow. And I have to thank your wife, Cindy, because she has really inspired me in this new digital world. Do I ever learn from her every day? Oh, my gosh. As our business is growing in this digital environment, in this gig economy, you know what? I am surprised by the people that come that already know what they need to do. But Cindy, she has really made it her business to learn. And I thank her very much for all the things that I am still learning from her because I have a lot to catch up to. But John used to say, he said, always, you know, be inspired. Be inspired. And he said that ambition that comes from inspiration is the ambition that lifts you up. It doesn't wear you down. So when you're inspired, when you have something that really triggers that, it's like it's not work. It's like something that you do with the most amazing desire of wanting to do. And one of my favorite books that John introduced to me was The Science of Getting Rich, and by Wallace. And as I remember some of the things in the book, I remember that Wallace impacted me very much when he said that abundance comes from creation and scarcity comes from competition. And I want to tell you a story that recently happened to me as I was talking to a business person that has an international business and wanted some advice because they felt that they were stuck. And as we were just having a normal conversation, I heard something that I went like, oops, let's clarify this. The person said, I start everyone the same way. And I said, okay, can you clarify that for me? What does the same way mean? Because when I think about John Sexsmith, John always, yeah, he started everyone the same way. Well, what do you mean by that, right? What John meant the same way was, number one, he found out what the person needed and wanted. So he started everybody the same way by finding out what they needed and wanted. Second, he connected them to the company. And then he asked, okay, what? How much money do you want to make by when? And then he said, how are you going to do that? So for me, I have clarity in what does the same way mean. But this person said to me, well, when I start someone the same way. And they had this little formula that they thought everybody had to do exactly the same. And it was like boom, 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 boom. There was no room for creativity, zero. So I asked them, I said, if you don't have room for creation, are you putting that person in a place of scarcity or are you putting that person in a place of competition? And it was like fireworks. The person just brightened up and they were like, oh my goodness, you have really, really touched on something. And they were like, no, don't thank me, thank Wallace. Because for me, it's crystal clear. If you have an environment of creativity, we have an environment of abundance. If you have an environment of no creativity and you stifle that, then you kill entrepreneurship. And if John was something, John was that person that championed that spirit of entrepreneurship. He recognized one. And he always said, you don't need any training. All you need, if you decide to become an entrepreneur, you start with a decision. You just decide to be one. And then you stand on your own 2 feet. And then we look at something that has happened in the last 30 years of my experience building the business. And when I see that spark of creativity and the volume connected with the spark of creativity, the most recent one comes from the digital and the gig economy. What have we seen? Oh my goodness, we have seen the largest amazing sales volumes that I have seen in one particular account. And they come from this amazing changes that have happened in the world. So we have to adapt. The world changed, and it changed in front of us. And if just to make a quick comparison, I just came across a little chart today. It's 2 years old, so I'm not going to make reference to this as something of today. The chart that I'm referring to is 2 years old. But they were making a comparison of companies that were prepared, they thought they were prepared, and they didn't understand what happened as a result of how the world changed. Let's take BMW, for example. BMW is a company that was founded in 1916. It employed, at their market cap, 116,000 employees. And then you think, okay, who came to displace them, or who is their major competition today? Who do they have to put themselves in front of to just still survive in the world that they're in. What comes to mind? I'm going to tell you what the chart says. The chart says their competition is Uber. And in 2009, with only 5,000 employees, Uber's market cap was $60 billion compared to BMW's $53 billion at 116,000 employees. Isn't that incredible? Just because the world changed. Another example they give is Marriott Hotels, or the Marriott Empire. And that company was started in 1927. And at their market cap, they had 200,000 employees, and they were a $17 billion company. Who's their competition? Did they ever expect Airbnb to be their competition? As of 2008, Airbnb had 3,000 employees and a market cap of $21 billion, compared to $17 billion of Marriott. They never knew that the world was going to change the way it did. Now, let's take it Walt Disney. Walt Disney is a company that was founded in 1923, and their market cap in 165 billion with 185,000 employees, and their competition, Facebook. As of 2004, with 12,000 employees, Facebook market cap was 315 billion. This is just something like so incredible to me, simply because the world changed. And then my favorite, of course, Kodak. And Kodak was started in 1888. In their heyday, their best market cap was $30 billion with 145,000 employees. And who did they have to face? Instagram. In 2010, Instagram had 13 employees and was acquired at $1 billion. This just shows us how the world changed. And for me, Dan, when you say, oh my goodness, look at the amazing business that we have been able to enjoy and that we're continuing to grow. I mean, I look at this year coming to an end in this holiday season, and how are we going to make this season and create a best holiday season for you to have a better business in 2019? You need to adapt. You need to adapt to what the changes have been. But some principles stay the same. The company has modernized itself. Nu Skin has adapted a new payment program. We all know it as Velocity. I call it the modern way. We have daily pay. We have weekly pay. We have monthly pay. When John Sexsmith came into the business, he was only interested in monthly pay. And monthly pay is still the gateway to the mechanics of wealth. But with daily pay and weekly pay, we include this new world that allows Nu Skin to grow into the with the gig economy in a way that we had never been able to grow before. And what I'm referring to, for example, this last week, we all experienced what happened with all the preparation the company had, with all the Cyber Monday and the Black Friday, and how the inventories were depleted, boom, 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 in all the markets so fast. And how did that happen? That happened because of this digital environment that we're in. So the people that prepared, the people that adapted, captured the majority of that volume. How are you going to make this season your best holiday season? You need to be mindful. You need to understand how the changes have been incorporated into the new way of this gig economy and be able to steal that number one principle. If you're in this business, like John came into the business because you wanted and you saw the possibility to create generational wealth, then you need to set yourself with six leaders. The company just released those averages, and they showed that a person that duplicates through six leaders has an average income of over $500,000 a year. That has not been altered. That stays in the same framework that we all learn how to capitalize on that. And today it's bigger. It's 10 times bigger because the company has moved us into an environment of a platform. So instead of the company having a mission statement that read, Nu Skin will be the number one direct selling company in the world, they adjusted that mission statement to read, Nu Skin will be the largest opportunity platform in the world, which puts us in an incredible environment of growth. So we need to, number one, understand that to find those six leaders, our number one focus has to be in identifying the people. So we have to create that environment of finding out what people need and want. And what a better time than that holiday environment when people are gathering in a social way to have a nice conversation. And it always comes to mind that little story that I told several years ago where I was at a neighbor's house and the person looked at me and said, I am so sad because my husband has to go back because they got a phone call and we have to make our holiday trip short. And I looked at her over a glass of wine and I said, oh my goodness, I feel so sorry that you have to make your holiday short, but wouldn't it be amazing if he didn't have to respond to something like that and he managed his own schedule? Wouldn't that be incredible? She said, if we could do that, that would be amazing. Well, I thought, wow, it makes sense to me. It makes sense to John. I said, maybe it could make sense to her and her husband. So I said to her, maybe I have something that would make sense to you. And that was just creating curiosity because I found a need and a want. And then the second step was to set an appointment and present. And that does not change. But in the meantime, as we see the company adjusting into the modern world, are we not going to be prepared for the amazing amount of people purchasing products, looking for gifts, looking for that special thing for the holiday, for that loved one? Well, we have a catalog that's incredible. And what a better way that the company has given us a way to use our apps to send offers, to allow people to make that purchase very easily. And we need to understand that it's not that Nu Skin changed. No, Nu Skin has modernized into a world that changed. Are you going to adapt? And are you going to create the best holiday season yet? So 2019 becomes that business where you can really lock in those six leaders and see those volumes grow in an exponential way so that then your family, your goals, your personal goals can be met. And for me, when I look back and I see the way John saw the business, the way we incorporated into finding those key people, we were always honoring what people needed, what people wanted, and how they were going to go about it. And recently, we have had an incredible expansion of our business worldwide, and it has been through this amazing digital world. Things, Dan, that I don't even understand. And the truth is that when you talk to these millennials, they have their own set of rules. They have their own set of the way they want to be. And you need to honor that. You need to respect it. And the amazing thing is that we can match their needs and wants. But if you listen carefully, you will find that most of them, they don't want to learn and they don't want to teach. But they already own the digital world. And when you show them that the company modernized into an affiliate program with up to 40% payout in that affiliate world, we see those volumes manifest into 20,000 maximizers. We're not talking about 3,000 maximizers anymore. We see in this millennial world, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000. It's unbelievable. And it all happened because of this digital revolution. It's here, it stayed, and we're just embracing all the incredible things. I recently was talking to one of the top leaders in the Nuskin company, and they have an incredible business around the world. And we were reminiscing about Blake's vision of a seamless compensation plan. And in 1985, when Blake, for the first time, said, we will create a seamless compensation plan that will be international. You know, I really didn't understand the impact of what that was going to mean to my family. I didn't understand that. And today, when I see that we generate income worldwide from all the countries the company's at, but I see that just a handful, a few leaders create that revenue. And it was really because they had a reason to do that for themselves, for their family. But when we look at the execution of how does the company pay seamlessly for you to earn commissions in your market, they have done an amazing job of the monthly pay. But they're really adjusting how they're going to do the daily and weekly in a seamless way. And when that is in place, which it should be soon, oh my goodness, this is going to really put this company in a new vision. It will truly become the opportunity platform, the largest opportunity platform in the world when that is executed. And we are almost pre-marketing that, Dan. That's the way I see it. It's very exciting to me because we have already 34 years to show the world that seamless compensation exists and they have executed. And then when you match this new step of seamless compensation in the daily pay and the weekly pay, that is going to be staggering. And that's where you're going to be able to have retail customers, right? Retail customers are the daily pay. So imagine the execution of seamless compensation at that level. This is going to be staggering. So I'm excited about the future. I just am excited that during this holiday season, we can create a real strong foundation to take 2019 like storm. The company will unveil amazing things at the beginning during their kickoffs in 2019. And it will be, you better be ready. Don't say I didn't tell you. You better be ready. It only takes, I always think what John always said, with all the 7 billion people in the world, can you find six? Can you find six that are entrepreneurial, that are looking for an opportunity that's unmatched? And that's what we have. And what you need to know is that the six people above you in the business genealogy, within those levels, you're going to find people in your business that are willing to work with you and synergize in a way like Craig Bryson did with us and to this day still collaborates with us. And when that happens, that's where magic, that the exponential magic takes place. So I want to wish you all a good night, a great holiday season, and I hope to talk to you again before the end of the year. And thank you very much, Dan.
Giselle, it's been a real pleasure. You know, if you don't mind, I'm going to hold you over for just a second or two because I want to ask you a question or so about this holiday season, because it really is a fantastic opportunity. It's a great environment to do two things to create the best holiday season. You can create it both at the consumer level and also at the business level. And to underscore something that you said a moment ago, Giselle, so many of us are going to be in environments over the next several weeks that are really conducive to quality discussions not pushy sales-like discussions, but quality discussions about things that matter most, family, friends, free time, things of that nature. Those all go to the heart of the business. But also we're going to have a lot of opportunities to share gifts with people that should come from this company. And one thing that occurred to me is, my gosh, wouldn't it be awesome to see the look on someone's face as they get and then they try for the first time a brand new Lumi Spa, and then they become your customer for life because they're going to buy those gels over and over, day after day, week after week, year after year, because it works so well. So you've created a customer for life, maybe someone who then becomes interested in the business, but you're also going to have those conversations, as Giselle mentioned, with those folks who want to change something in their life in a big way in terms of adding to their income or creating more free time. You know, one thing, Giselle, that struck me as well is that John was always a proponent of thinking in a contrarian way. John was not a follower. John was a leader. And the reason he led is because he didn't think like the crowd. He thought in a very different way. And a lot of people around this time of the year in the business, they think that the normal thing to do is to kind of slow down, step away from the business. And sure, you can do that. That's fine. We're all independent business owners. But to think like John, to think in a contrarian way, is to think that this is really not the time to slow down. Indeed, this is a new opportunity to create big and great things in our businesses. So I think you really emphasized that, Giselle. I wanted to ask if you had any final thoughts about that before we end our call tonight.
Well, you know, for us, John came into the business during the holiday season. John came into the business Thanksgiving of 1985. So for him, not only was it changed our life, it blessed us in so many ways. And he always he always treated an individual in their with the respect of their own situation at that particular time. And he always said, if somebody would have come to him with this incredible business story when he was doing well, we would have probably missed it then. I don't ever even want to have that thought. But he was honest about that. He said we would have missed it because he was not willing to be distracted. But because he was in need, it changed, and it was a gift, and it was during the holiday season. And you don't know who you're going to be exchanging holiday cheer with that is that person that is in need of that new opportunity. So they can then maybe, like it happened to us, have that incredible run where in 24 months our life was transformed because of the exponential capability of the company. I believe we're going to see more and more of that in the next 5 years, no doubt. So it's in my DNA, I say. I learned it so well from him that I respect the person in front of me. I talk to them from the perspective of what they need and want. And I always know that I have information they don't have. And what if they're in need of it and it makes sense to them? And you have to approach the holiday season with the spirit of giving. And what if you can give the best gift of all by allowing someone's life to become better because you opened the door to something they could do and create something that was bigger than they could imagine? So for me, it comes from having built during the holiday season.
Well, no question about it. I'm reminded as well from Cindy that she became an executive in 1990, and in that December month of her executiveship, the very first month of executiveship in December of 1990, there was a lot of new skin placed under a lot of Christmas trees by none other than Cindy May. So it's a great time to build, a great time to share the benefits of the products, and we certainly have spent a tremendously fun time together tonight, Giselle. I can't thank you enough. It's been a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it, as always. And you know what? We're not slowing down on this Act for Me podcast series in December. No way. We're actually going full steam ahead because next Thursday, December 6th, We're going to be featuring David Dixon from Virginia. David has a powerful, I mean a real powerful financial background, and he's going to explain why Nu Skin is a business vehicle that is turning heads today from a very sound business financial standpoint. Listen to David next Thursday, December 6th. And then the following week on Thursday, December 13th, we'll be featuring New Zealand Team Elite Executive Jeff Gamagami, who will share his true life experience in this business, as well as his top recommendations for success. Now, each one of these podcasts, of course, begins at 8 p.m. New York time, same number. But check out this podcast. It'll be posted at axelme.com shortly, and also the Axel Me Facebook page, and share it with your teams because they need to hear Giselle Sexsmith, Team Lead Executive Presidential Director. So thanks to Giselle. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you, Giselle, and to all of our listeners. I wish everyone a good night. Goodbye.
Good night.